this is another question from Facebook. This comes from Lisa. She writes, have you read the recently published Sitka Community Food Indicators report? And how would you suggest strengthening Sitka's local food system? And Aaron, we're going to have you go first and then sort of go the opposite direction here.
I actually haven't read that. But strengthening the local food system is, I would personally encourage more local gardens, helping citizens learn how to use what free land that they have to make their own food, just because food prices are so expensive here. And if I can grow carrots and potatoes, then I'm sure a lot of other people could too.
Do you grow carrots and potatoes?
I have tried, and I don't have a green thumb. My wife does, though, so.
Got it. And Tristan, same question about strengthening the local food systems here in Sitka.
Right. I haven't read the report in its entirety. I've read bits and pieces of it, and again, I'd commend the Sitka Local Food Network for being one of the driving forces behind that, other organizations who participated in that. I think it's really a critical issue for us. Our costs here in Sitka as far as food are really astronomical, and so we do need to find innovative approaches to addressing that. And for me, I think as a city government, we need to look at really leveraging that private entrepreneurship and also looking at how do we support the low-income populations in our town. 36% of students in the Sitka School District are classified as low-income. And so is there a way that we as a city government can work with the USDA or work with other agencies to help create some kind of solution that's both privately and publicly funded?